Actually, sounds maybe a bit weird, but when you see what we've got here now and how the kids are not only just totally engaged and enjoying themselves, but actually doing lots of learning as well, it doesn't surprise you. What we've got here is actually something pretty special. We were asked to be part of a university study, and schools are often asked those sorts of questions. This one was about play. And we're talking a couple of years ago now. The idea was improve your playgrounds in some way, and you'd cut down on bullying and obesity. So it sounded like a good sort of thing to be involved in. So we said, "Yep, we'll be part of that." And what it evolved into was at Swanson, just taking away the rules around play. So we no longer said to kids, you're not allowed to climb a tree or you're not allowed to ride your bike in the school grounds, that sort of thing.
Some people would think it would just devolve into Lord of the Flies type behaviour and you just have injured kids all over the place. But what happened?
Yeah, well, that is actually an assumption that people can make. That was something we were concerned about. But actually, when we took it slowly, and I call that evolution rather than revolution,
Yeah.
Just essentially, we stopped saying no to kids when they started doing things in the playground, like climbing a tree or riding their bike. We just stopped saying no. So over a period of time, kids ended up doing more and more and more. And what I think one of the key reasons why it doesn't turn into Lord of the Flies is that kids don't want to hurt themselves. They don't go out to purposefully hurt themselves. What they do when they're left to their own devices is that they manage their own risk. So they climb a little bit up the tree and then fall out and it doesn't hurt. So they climb up a little bit more. And even getting hurt is part of that process because if you get hurt a little bit, then you avoid getting hurt a lot. So you learn from that. And that's, yeah, we've had lots of positives.
Now, I've seen some of the photographs from your primary school, and it doesn't look like a playground of any other school that I've seen. It looks pretty extraordinary. Can you just describe what is in the back of your school and what the kids have created?
Yeah, as part of this, improving play, what I did one day was I created what we called a loose parts pit. And basically, I just, in an area of the school, I just chucked a whole bunch of junk, tires, bits of wood, pipes, things like that, and an old fire hose. And what happened was the kids just actually took to it and took the bits and pieces and made all sorts of things out of them. They were, within a few weeks, they were making seesaws. They were pulling each other up into trees, riding in tires. They were building huts. We actually stopped our kids going into what areas of the school we used to call it out of bounds areas. So we let them go anywhere and we let them do anything. And nowadays, you wander around the school, and there's 500 kids here, so it's a fair number of kids. You wander around and you're not conscious of the fact that there's actually 500 kids, nor are you having to deal with a whole bunch of tittling and tattling, and you're not having to deal with kids getting injured. The bullying is less. It's amazing.
It is an amazing response. Are there a lot more injuries because of it?
No, and what we're talking about in terms of injuries are things that get reported to us up here in the front office, right? Now, what used to get reported to us up here in the front office was every little boo-boo that a kid got, So what happens is a kid will sort of fall off their scooter or get bumped over and they'll graze themselves. Now, the way it used to be done is adults would all sort of gather around saying, "Oh, you poor little thing, come on with me and we'll put a plaster around that." And nowadays, kids don't want to interrupt their play by asking for help. So basically, they sort out all those little injuries themselves.
All right.
They don't want to waste time.
Yeah, we've got Bruce.
Played.
Bruce McLaughlin on the line. He's the principal of Swanson Primary School. In New Zealand, they've thrown out the rule book for the kids' playground and they get to do whatever they want. And apparently, the results are pretty extraordinary. The number here, 1300 222 702. Nina's in Croydon. Hello, Nina.
Hello, how are you,
yeah,
Dom?
Yeah, well, look, what's your response to this?
No, it's Robbie.
It's Robbie, that's
oh,
okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I get called a lot worse,
sorry.
Don't worry.
Anyway, look, I think it's a relatively good idea. I do worry a bit about the injury, but I want to know if they go to school in a commando suit. because I would hate to be doing these kids' washing, especially when they're playing with tyres. There are some things vanish will just not get out.
Yeah, Bruce, do they come back just covered in mud and grime?
Idea, because I remember we had badminton bats in our backyard. My son, they were teenagers. Yeah. It was uncool to move, let alone move, you know, in a sprightly fashion. They got stuck in, and after a while, those kids were having a blast.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a case of initiating it, and then they'll run with the ball.
Yeah, we forget that about kids. They do have a great initiative too. Bruce, that said, do they come into class just covered in mud?
We had to work that through. We actually said to the kids, now, okay, when you've done your mud slide and you're absolutely covered in mud, that is no problem at all. That's fun, great. But don't come into class soaking wet or muddy and sit next to another kid or me as a teacher and expect me to just put up with it. No, you sort yourself out, mate. So if the bell goes at 10 past, you make sure that you finish playing at 1 and clean yourself up.